Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hi, how are you guys? I want to say I am sorry very much because I felt ill on Monday for the legal show and on Wednesday for Let's Talk. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I got sick. The stomach virus is nothing, you know. Everybody says, oh, I have the stomach virus. I believe them. If they say they have it, trust they are sick. Don't muck with them. They are sick. Trust me. The porcelain god and I were very good friends for about 4 days, 5 days. And I will tell you immensely, if they say they're sick, you know, and they're not in the hospital, leave them alone. Okay? I had friends that overextended their love. I love them, but they kept calling. I'm like, please, leave me the alone. I didn't say a nasty word. Okay, thank you. Tonight's guest has been here before on all our shows, except the legal show. But and she is a legal issue. We'll discuss it. But basically, I will tell you, this lady is a very special woman in my heart. If she didn't have daughters, I'd run after her with a passion. But, yeah, because daughters look at you and like, Mom, he's here. Okay. So all kidding aside, if I, this woman is special to me. She's also been a friend of this show immensely. And I can't tell you how much I do. I can say this, I love Robin Peterman and I love other people, but Dina Remmel she's a special lady, and if she said she wanted to go on the show on XYZ time, I'd find a space for her. And she can always sit and co-host any of my shows anytime. It'd be my pleasure anytime. Okay? Are you there, Dina?
I'm here. And I love you to bits. You are just an awesome, awesome man. And I thank you so much for that wonderful
introduction. I tell the truth. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm not sugarcoating it.
Well, I love you dearly.
I don't need to sugarcoat it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would love to co-host. That would be so much fun.
Well, I'll let you one day. I'll let you sit next to the other chair, and you can ask questions as I can ask. But, of course, the audience has a lot of questions, including tonight. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3,
yay.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 questions. That's about 3 questions a minute, yeah. Or three
right.
Questions.
Rapid
for,
fire.
Yeah, right. I'm not down. No. We don't do that, okay?
All right. Well, I am
I don't
ready.
Do that.
I am ready.
Good. Whew. I'm going to get to the last question, or one of the last questions. It says, you're doing the
okay.
Phoenix Comic Con on May 25th through the 28th as a guest?
I so am. I so am. I started my Comic-Con journey last year, and I had so much fun. I'm with a group called AWE, Amazing Wicked Writers, and we're just a bunch of authors. We take up nearly a whole row, and I'm going to be there with my angel wings and my sword and my angels and my demons and my new books and all that stuff. It's just
you get angel wings. I want. Where's my angel wing? I didn't get one. Pout. Okay. No, but
okay.
So what do you
Halloween
like?
Comes around soon.
Do you like doing Comic-Con?
I do so much. You know, I really feel. You know, I'm a hybrid author, so I
yes,
write
I know.
With publishers, and I also write my own. And so here, too, I'm kind of hybrid because I go to author, romance writer events, romance reader events, but I also can straddle the world of the con because of the nature of my characters and my stories. They just really do very well there. And the people are awesome. I love the vibe, the energy, the fun, the kookiness, the all in, if you will, you know, with, that people
if
go
I had
to
a place to stay, I would come over and sit at the table with you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've got a hotel room with a buddy, so hey, you know, come on over. It's
don't tempt me.
It's exhausting
too. Don't tempt me. Oh, I used to do conventions. I used to do about 20 a year.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how you did it.
I came back Sunday or Monday and worked like a demon. And mm-hmm. I would leave on Thursday night or Friday morning and go to the convention and live. It was wonderful. Oh, God. It, yeah. You know, people.
It really is.
And a lot of the people I know from conventions have passed on. But I love them. They were so much fun. I couldn't start to tell you how much fun it was.
It's energizing and exhausting at the same time, you know.
I had just gotten paid, this is years ago, but I had gotten a $500 check from a publisher, and it was mm-hmm. burning a hole in my pocket. Now, they had, at that time, they called them slave auctions, not talent auctions, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm dating myself here. But
yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm letting the joke go.
Yeah, but
uh-huh.
it was not sexual in nature. There was no sex involved. But mm-hmm. I was like, I was buying people, even for gifts. And oh yeah, you know, it was like I was buying people. Oh yeah, it was great fun. And
oh, yeah.
Everybody knew I was harmless or semi-harmless. Because I was married at the yeah. time. Oh, yeah, you're harmless.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Right.
But they knew also
yeah.
that, you know, I didn't come up and wave 500 in front of them and say, hi, you know. And they mm-hmm. kept bidding, and I said, $3, $4, $5, $6, mm-hmm. you know. And I had one group of women decided to bid against me. And they said $96.25. And I said, is that all you have? And they said, yes. And I said, 97.
97. All right. And what
and
did you
they
get?
They looked at me. And I gave them their talent. They gave them the band they wanted for their group. It was fun at that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was also 25 years ago. Oh, my God, I'm getting old.
Oh, yeah. You know, me too. Well,
I had
fun at RT and doing that. You know, the RT Book Lovers Convention, they do silly things like that, and it's just so much fun.
RT is nice and wonderful, but we used to have, like, vampire panels. And they kicked us out of the room to get the cleaning woman to clean the room. Now, we were all there, and I said, why don't we all take this in the hall? And 10 people and I think another writer, were in the hall talking vampires for another hour. And these people like, oh, yeah, and people were coming up and joining us and leaving, and we were just mm-hmm. talking. And, you know, what are you guys doing? We're not smoking. We're not drinking. We're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the writers would go into the bar and sit there and watch people. I mean, I loved it. But that was the most important thing. People were asking about the – can you give them the information? Phoenix Comic Con is where this year?
It's at the Phoenix Convention Center. It's in downtown Phoenix.
Okay. I mean, it's different than the old conventions. that yeah, I used
I mean,
to do.
This they've been growing and growing. I remember last year there was like the one floor was the exhibitor floor, and then the next floor was the celebrity floor where you got your pictures taken and all that kind of stuff. And then there was a gaming floor as well. So I would imagine it would be similar in nature. So there's something for everybody.
No, we used to have it nice and close. I mean, when you had 12 people, 15 people in a hallway, just talking. We're not talking.
Yeah.
Can I have your autograph or nothing? I mean, some people did that, but no, they all. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about vampires. Oh, we were, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody tried to one up you.
It is just so huge now. Phoenix, I remember 10 years ago, the Comic-Con was very small. The Phoenix Comic-Con was very small. And it was in a different place. And it has just grown by leaps and bounds. And it's really, you know, I wouldn't say it's rivaling San Diego because I don't think anybody can rival San Diego at this point.
Oh, they can't
but it
rival
really
San Diego
a,
nor New York.
No,
I'm
but
sorry.
It really
I'm
has a very strong
rival.
Footing.
Oh, I know,
yeah.
But, you know, Phoenix is nice. Next year when you do it, invite me. I'll sit at the table.
Okay.
at the table. You think I'm kidding?
You'll sell my books for me? You'll sell my books for me? Awesome.
Well, last time I did
a convention.
Because
I could use a break every now and then. You know,
well,
I need
I know.
A break.
Well,
I
last
go
time
out
I
see.
Did a, the last time I did a convention, I sat at a friend of mine's table. And all I did was sit there. I had my name badge that said Ben and Pomerantz. Are you the same guy from Blog Talk Radio? Yep.
Sweet. Sweet.
Whoa, I listened
you were,
to your
you were
show
own
last
celebrity.
And I
awesome.
Wasn't doing anything. All I was just sitting at there. How much do I charge him for the charge him six? Fine. You know, I was charging him for the books and sitting there. You want to buy a book? No, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. Go ahead. You know, what the hell? I was happy about
awesome.
It. You're Ben and Pomerantz.
Cool.
Yes, I am. Oh, my God. You're famous. And I don't think I myself is famous. I really don't.
So with that trophy, that'll be $30.
Exactly. Dale, thank you for your question. Jennifer says, according to your last blog post on Amazon, you've had a spiritual journey. Are you going to write any of this down for the readers to enjoy?
Ooh.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
you know.
Remember, these are not my questions. These are from other people. Don't kill Bennett.
I will not kill you. I will not kill you. That's a great question, and I thank Jennifer for that because it warms my heart that, you know, people are paying attention to what's going on in my life. You know, it's been an interesting couple of years, and yes, I will definitely put that down. I've done a blip here and a blip there, but since I've been, you know, my full-time job is a teacher, and I had to take on an extra class to teach because someone decided to leave mid-year, you know, and break their contract. And I said, hey, I'll step in and I'll take a class. So I've had no time to write. I took a writing hiatus. I mean, I have things already in the works, and I have a contract for August, so I'll be writing all summer. And so that's when I'm going to start getting my thoughts down because the spiritual journey is really not over yet. There are still paths to be taken. There are still steps to be taken. I'm learning and growing all the time. I'll tell you that if anyone is struggling with their sense of self and where do I go from here, an identity crisis or even a crisis of faith and of physical health, then I think it's really important to go out there and seek the answers that you need.
I'll write the foreword to your book when you do it.
And I would love you to, because I think it would be so appropriate. Because, you know, I went through my own physical health, which for others would seem like, oh, gosh, that's nothing. Well, yeah, because, you know, if you put me in relative to someone else, yeah, it's very minor. But in my life,
but I've learned this myself. The grass is always greener on somebody else's lawn. And I've had my own issues, and I don't really need to get into them. But I'll tell you this, that it's like, I would, doing it for you would be a great honor. I would love to write the foreword and have a chance and say, do you know Dina Rimmel? Yeah, I know Dina Rimmel. Okay. let me get to these questions, because these people are going to get angry in a minute.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Frank says, would you return to the Waitress series?
Yes. Unfortunately, Camille's had to take a back seat to my contracted books. I had a three book contract, and then I have another book contract. So that contracted stuff has to come first, and then Camille will come back. Yep. Don't worry,
Well,
Frank.
You're going to hate me. Camille asked about Love Among the Runes series, and Angela asked about the Brethren series. The same question.
Okay. So, Love Among the Ruins. Right now, you can get it in a box set as an ebook of all four stories in an anthology. You can also get it in paperback if you come to the Comic-Con. It's a beautiful book. It's a beautiful book, and it has Burning Sage, Immortal Dance, Fiona's Choice, and Haunting Solace. So, I guess they might be asking, will I be writing more stories for Love Among the Ruins?
Yeah, I think that's the question. I'm just an innocent.
I would love to. Yeah, I would love to, because
there
are many more mysterious places. Yeah, hey, there are only so many hours in a day, Bennett. I gotta have my priorities. And this just came out, so I have a rotation of what I'm focusing on. And as for the Brethren, absolutely. There is a book after Angel Rising, and
these are your fans listening to these, sweetheart. They're asking me these questions. Somebody said the Waitress,
so don't worry.
Somebody said the Brethren, Love Among the Ruins. I mean, yeah.
I love it. And the thing is, go ahead. More questions.
Would you put any of these books or any of your books on spoken word audio?
I would love to. The problem is that no one's taking, the bait on my hook. At ACX. I'd love
I'd
to read
always
it myself,
take,
actually.
I'd always take the
studio.
Bait on your hook there.
Why, thank you, Bennett. I love it.
As long as you don't hit me, that's good.
Never. I may swat you, but I wouldn't choose you.
from you, I take the swat. Francis asks, why don't you write more blog posts on Amazon?
Because I am way, way busy. When I first started, I was writing a blog post every day. And then when I got my first book out, I was writing every other day and then once a week. There is only so many things I can juggle in my life, and my health has to come first. Years ago, I wrote 6 books in a year, along with teaching full time and promoting and everything. And I hit rock bottom after that. I was so ill. Everything just shut down. So unfortunately, there are certain things that I have to put aside. And, my blog is updated in terms of, what books are available and information. But in terms of sitting down and writing my blog posts like I used to, I do miss it a lot. I can't lie, because I love journaling. But something's got to give, Something's got to give. But I will get back to it, I promise.
Okay. You being a writer, what's your greatest writer prompt you use?
I wonder what they mean. My greatest writing prompt?
Yeah.
P-R-O-M-P-T?
What if something's happened?
And that is
from Donatella. Thank you, Donatella. We love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. She's a fan.
Thank you. My greatest – see, here's my gig. My gig is the impossible romance. So I'm always thinking about what crazy scenarios can I put together, what crazy people and immortals can mix it up that you will say, this is impossible, it'll never work. But I want it to, because I love these guys so much, and then in the end it does happen. But how it happens is the journey, and that's the exciting part. And I love tugging anything that's going to tug at the heartstrings, anything that's going to make you clutch your chest and go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I can't stand
don't
it.
Don't let them plug at their chest. You might think, they might think it's a heart attack.
Well, it's a romantic heart attack. And
yeah,
I also, anything that pits good versus evil, and good can just squash evil, I'm all for. So I'm always looking for those different angles of how I can present evil and how I can present it getting squashed forever, you know?
Okay. If you had more time,
mm-hmm.
and this is from John, is there an author or authors you would like to write with? A book or a short story.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Alive. Hopefully
yes,
somebody
yes.
alive, not dead.
Yes, yes. And it's going to be a strange grouping because I'm a teacher, and so I have a fan as a teacher, and I'm a fan as a regular
person. Just don't say
E.B.
White. Too. He's been dead for too long. No.
No, no. Okay, so the woman that started me on this journey, who has no idea she ever did it, would be Sherilyn Kenyon, because I read her Dark Hunter series, and that got me into the whole thought process of world building and a master of emotional angst and all of that. So I would love to write with her. The other person I'm pulling from my teacher, with my teacher hat on, his name is Roderick Townley, and he wrote The Great Good Thing. And it's a series, but the first book just blew me away with its uniqueness. And I would love to write with him because he writes fantasy. And I think in about 10 years, maybe I'll be ready to write YA, because right now I'm in YA and I just need my own fantasy. I don't go near
Daphne is. It just messaged me from Facebook. It says, why don't you ask them and write with them?
I could.
I'm just
my
quoting
journey.
What these people want. Remember, I just don't hit
yeah.
me. I'm just the innocent in this game.
Well, I have met Roderick Townley, actually, and he wrote me a lovely letter. And I sat and spoke with him for a while when he was in town doing a book talk. So I had an opportunity to actually meet him. Sherilyn Kenyon, she always seems to get to conventions when I'm not at that particular one. You know, oh, this year I can't make it, but she's going to be there. Or I'm there and she's not. So, you know, we kind of pass each other along the way. I really don't know how to write with another person, so I would really have to learn what does it mean to be a co-author, a co-writer. How does that work? I've got friends who are, and so I could also ask them, well, how does it work? What are the mechanics like? How, you know? So that's kind of baffling to me. How you get two individual brains working together on one story? So it's, you know. I am amazed that it works as well as it does. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. From Hank. Hank says,
yeah.
I love Robin Peterman and her Kindle world. Would you
uh-huh.
ever think of letting some authors play in your Kindle, in a Kindle world that Amazon would set up for you?
Oh, I think that would be awesome. I would imagine I would probably – I don't know if Amazon contacts authors or authors contact them. If you've got
I have no idea.
Series.
I'm just – this
I don't
is
know.
His question,
but that would be
not
great.
Mine.
I
yeah.
know there are
so
folks
they,
that would like
they
to
– Continue Adventures
like
of the Waitress series, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because there are 13 relics to collect, so – but I know there are people who cosplay. They go as Camille when they go to conventions, which I think is kind of cool.
Okay, let me take a couple of seconds here to do my homework, so these people don't get
mm-hmm.
mad at me.
Got it. Thanks, Hank. By the way,
on the 8th, I will be with the lovely Sarah Avram on the Legal Show. We will be doing a case about the Oxford comma. I ain't telling you what we're going to talk about, but it will be very nice. Sarah's a big, I don't want to use the term because I'll end up getting killed, but Sarah is very much into grammar. And the legal implications the Oxford comma has left in in court. On the 10th, on Let's Talk, Libby Fisher-Hellman returns back here at 6:30 p.m. on the 10th. And in the hot seat next week, Nina Farrell will be here. Oh, God, I love that woman. Oh, God. And it's her first time here. The 15th, we'll have another legal show. The 17th, we will. This has been delayed twice, and I'm so happy that I'm going to have the pleasure of Renee Mason coming on the 17th. Oh. And on the 19th, I just did her Into the Abyss radio show last month. And this month, I have Elizabeth Black coming on my show on the 19th. Oh, yeah. And if you haven't had the thrill of Elizabeth Black, go get Don't Call Me Baby. Please, go get it. Don't stop. If you see Ben and Pomerantz Audio World, yes, that is me. Guilty as charged. But go get it. It's better than 50 Shades of Grey. I've always said it. I'll say it again. We will have a show on the 22nd of the legal show. And we will be off on Memorial Day. So if the banks are closed, the government's closed, and we're closed. So the legal show is closed on the 29th. I would like to put a pitch in, and this to me is important, that I will be going to my 40th high school reunion on the 14th of July. I'm looking for people who have, doesn't have to be your 40th, but not the 10th or anything, but reminiscences of their high school reunions and that kind of experience. But that will be, I will be gone from the 14th through the 17th. You guys can miss me. yes, I'm going to my high school reunion. They're going. I remember the gentleman said to me, Bennett, you're still alive?
Nice.
I said, yes, nice. Dennis, I'm still alive. You're still alive?
Well,
yeah.
It is, I don't go.
What? Did they say you're still alive?
Oh, that's one of those things that I haven't gone to any of my high school reunions. I would love to go to my college ones, though, because that's where it was happening for me. But high school just was not happening for me.
High school was a mixed bag. I got the first opportunities in radio right after mm-hmm. the high school stuff. I worked on campus radios in college, but to me, I also did the morning announcements and I learned my craft of writing at the school newspaper,
mm-hmm.
where I learned to spell Hanukkah four times differently in an article. Oh yeah, I got zinged on it, but it was like, yeah, okay. And I also learned I started my critiquing career at high school. People didn't like me, that's fine. But it taught me a lot of things. I went back to my high school recently, and this kid looked at me and he says, are you the same guy that wrote this article? And he showed one from 1977. I looked and I said, yeah. He says, don't mess with this guy. He's a writer. Made my day. Yes, I knew I was going to high school. I don't know if how somber it's going to be or whatever, because they still have their little cliques and little things, and I'm going to sit at a table. Hopefully people will come over and visit. But that's beside the point, yes. Yeah. So and I hopefully will be doing a convention at the end of July, one of the local conventions, and you guys will miss me and come to see me and touch my ring. Okay. Let me get back to this lovely, lovely woman. Donna asks, what makes a good writer, Dina?
Oh, my. I could write a book.
I told you they weren't easy, did I?
What makes a good writer? Okay, here we go.
Hey Dina, okay. I did tell you before we got on, these were hard questions. These people are really, they're good, you know?
They're good, and I appreciate it, you know? It's good to not get those same pat questions, you know? I love this. What makes a good writer? Well, I'm going to tell you, in my humble opinion, because I'm not just a writer, but I teach it. I am a teacher of writing. So here we go. A good writer, number one, has to have a passion for what they're writing about. They have to have a knowledge of what they're writing about. They have to believe in what they're writing about. And then they have to have the skill to bring all of that imagination to their reader. So skill, imagination, creativity, great voice, and great passion. Because at the end of the day, yes, we want other people to love what we're writing and to love our stories and to love our characters, but I have to be the one who loves them the most. And so you got to love what you're doing or don't do it at all. I also say to my kids, I said, you know, you need to decide, you know, what your purpose of writing is. If it's simply to write for yourself and no one's going to see it, then that's what it is and that's fine. But once you put pencil to paper, you have to understand that it's, you know, it's free for all to read. It's open for much. It's open to be loved. It's open to be criticized. It's out there, so it's for public consumption. So, you know, be prepared for that as well. A good writer is someone who can have a thick skin and
I will put an addendum to this for you. Be careful of what you put on the internet and articles or whatever, because people will come back at you a year, 2 years, 10 years later and say, I read your article.
That's true. Even 30 and 40 years later, right?
No, 30 and 40 years, I don't think so. But, you know, but I'm just saying, I wrote an article, a piece of my mind column for an online publication, and somebody read it and had comments, and this was like 10 years ago. I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah. It's always out there. It's immortal. Your thoughts and your words become immortal. So what is it that you want to live forever? Yeah.
Oh, I want to live forever. I really do. So,
well, you do.
Angela asks, and this is where it goes here. Have you, Dina, reached all your writing goals?
Absolutely not.
You have?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not reached all of my writing goals. Absolutely not. I only began in 2009. That's when I sat down at my desk and said, I think I want to write a story. And so being published in 2011, there is so much more to go. I'm very pleased with the writing that I've been doing, stories that are meaningful to me that I hope, you know, reach other people's hearts have happened. But I do have writing goals. I do want to be one of those people that can proudly say, my book has made it to a USA Today bestseller list or a New York Times bestseller list. I won't die if it doesn't happen, but it is a goal. It's that pie in the sky dream that I'm always shooting for that makes me, you know, stretch my wings and challenge myself every time I write. There are types of writing that I'd like to explore, but I'm still very steeped in the paranormal because I love all the different types of immortals that exist out there that I can write stories about. But I love romantic comedy. I love infusing, you know, humor in my stories because they get really dang dark in there, and putting a little bit of humor in there helps. So it would be kind of fun to write a romantic comedy. And I have no interest in historical.
I'm encouraging you. So why don't you?
Yeah. I love your encouragement because I'm so very steeped and interested in my paranormal.
Remember, I have a sharp stick too. You know, speak softly and carry a big stick. Okay.
There you go.
Sorry, I've been watching too many Looney Tunes cartoons lately.
You know, it's all in divine timing. you talk about a spiritual journey, right, that someone asked about, and it's like, yeah, it's all about divine timing. You know, when it's time for me to write it, I will.
Okay.
It's plain and simple as that.
Daniel
yeah.
asks, what sets you apart from other authors?
Great
Remember,
question,
we have
Daniel.
10 minutes left of the hour, so.
Okay, I'll be quick. What sets me apart?
Quick, but not that.
Because I think that I offer people the kind of escape that they want. That is, that I keep it real, even though I've got immortals, even though I've got paranormal aspects, I keep it realistic. You can hear the people talking and believe that they're standing right before you. I think that my stories immerse you. I think my stories, the way the settings are crafted, paint a picture that puts you right there. And I think I think the fact that I'm writing good versus evil and good always wins. You know, my angels are superheroes. So I think that sets me apart from everybody else, because for me, in my world, I want everything to turn out right. I want evil to be vanquished forever and ever. It doesn't happen, but that's what I want. So in my books, I can make it happen. At least at the end of the book, it happens, you know?
Understand.
There, done.
But it's okay. Would you ever consider, and we're talking time constraint, but just stay with me on this one. As
sure.
you said, Robin Peterman has a Kindle world. If Robin Peterman, I'm using Robin, and I'm sorry, Robin, I'm not picking on you personally. I love your Kindle world. But
I love
Robin
her.
Comes up to you. I'm sorry?
I love her.
Okay.
She's awesome.
But Robin comes up to you and said, Dina, would you write me a novella for my Kindle world? And, of course, you had the time, of course. I'm not saying you don't. But,
listen, even if I didn't have the time, I'd say, hell yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Without hesitation. There is no doubt.
I'm just
listen,
using Robin. Please don't hit me, Robin. You're coming back in July. I know. Don't hit me. Okay.
I have had publishers come to me and say, would you write this for us? Would you write this for us? And I say, of course. Thank you. Thank you for coming to me and asking me to join you on this special line or to join you here and there. Absolutely. I'm so honored that you would ask. Oh, here's a contract. Why, thank you. You know? So what that tells me is that my peers respect my work. And
okay.
So absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I respect your work immensely. I wish one of
I
your books
you
would make a movie. Or TV
series.
Thank you.
I
would
too.
Love it.
Me
yeah,
too.
Well, get it out there. I don't know. We have to get it out there somehow. This is the Bennett segment. How do these lovely people get a hold of you, other than Tano
okay.
sending smoke signals?
Well, you know what? I love to hear from people. So you can reach me in my email, dremiel@yahoo.com. So it's D-R-E-M-I-E-L.
Okay. I love you dearly. Spell it, because these people will
yep.
message me an hour later and say, how do you write her?
dremiel@yahoo.com.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
that's my email. And you can reach me okay. on Facebook, because let me tell you, I'm always on there talking to people and just sharing life with everybody.
And this idiot, too. She talks to this idiot.
Yeah, I talk to this guy over here.
This idiot talks to her and loves her. I mean, I'm already looking at my calendar and threatening when I can have her in July or August.
taking
her out of maximum security from her writing and having her on my show. So yeah, we'll thank the armed guards and she'll be released to my custody for 45 minutes.
Absolutely, that will work, and I'll update you on my book, on my WIP that is due in August. It's going to be an awesome story. Ooh, just saying.
Do you have a title yet?
Yes. It's called Forbidden Union, and it's a part of a box set. for Halloween.
Ooh. Is there any other office that we should know about, or?
Do you know? I don't have a clue. It was one of those. It was one of those crazy things that I just said, "Of course I'll write. Of course." And they said, "Well, that's fabulous. Here's a contract." And I'm like, and as I'm looking at it, I'm going, "So what is the title of this?" I was like, "Okay, I can certainly write a story about that." And then, in order to fill out that contract, I needed to have a little bit of information. So I just sat there saying, "Okay, working title. And then it came to me. I'm just so excited about it. It's just, I have notes on my phone.
Has anybody from teaching recognized you as a writer?
Not recognized.
You teach writing,
They buy my books. There are definitely some teachers that buy my books. There's also some parents that buy my books too. So that's really nice.
They haven't slapped your wrist yet, have they?
No. In fact, I've been supported by every one of my principals. They are just thrilled to have me because, you know, in essence, it's rather good PR to be able to say that your teacher is a published author, and they're your writing teacher. You know, so yeah. Yeah, it gives a lot of street cred, if you want to put it that way. I mean, yeah, I'm teaching about essays, but, you know, plot structure, you know, all that stuff. And I love teaching writing. So, you know, they see it.
I used to sit on desks and teach writing at college level. Sit on the desk. I never liked to sit in those chairs because you get sucked into them. And I used to sit on the desk, trying to be higher than anybody in the room, but you're in a deep dish lecture hall. And it's like, come on close.
Yep.
We're not going to powwow. Just come on close. And I moved people from the back to the front. And oh yeah, we were having a great time because we would be talking more than anything else. Yeah.
Right.
Talk the idea. Now write it.
Right. Listen, I love teaching adults, too. I go and teach at writers' conferences where and when I can. I just came from one, and it was such a great experience talking. The whole hour was just about studying. Loved it. Such a great time with that. And you know, you can pull plot apart and just be really, really in-depth. And the people appreciate it. And they wondered if I taught at the community college. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't. I really don't. This is the only place you can get me here, or if you're a kid in my middle school. But I love those opportunities to
Has
to
any of those middle schoolers
adults.
Taken the pen of writing up?
Yes. I will tell you, I have had students who said, I'm taking creative writing. Writing is my major in college. One of the teachers in eighth grade came back and said, listen, he's seventh grade, said, I have a few students and they had you and I need help with how to help them with their creative endeavors. This one wants to write graphic novels. This one is writing short story. So I said, well, this is how you go about teaching them. So I basically gave him one of my courses in a nutshell, and so they're benefiting from that.
I always remember the writing prompt I loved immensely, and if you ever get stuck, use it. You show them a quarter. You show them a 25-cent piece. And you say, I'm one of the aliens from Men in Black. I've never been to this country before, this world before. What's a quarter? And everybody would say, money. What's money? Who is this In God We Trust? You know, I blew their minds. Like,
yeah, that's
but
awesome.
It's money. I'm like, yeah, it's money. You know, and showed them a writing prompt and let them go. We have 60 seconds. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Okay, come on to Facebook. Look me up, Dina Remio. I spend most of my time on my profile page. So hop on board, friend me. And I'll friend you right back. Send me messages that way. We can IM each other. Don't be shy about messaging. DRemiel@yahoo.com. You can always go to my website and check things out. get on my newsletter, Inner Sanctum, on my landing page on the blog. Go sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get the latest and greatest. It's not too often either. It's every few months I put it out.
And next week, Nina Farrow will be in the hot seat. And I thank you, Deanna. I can talk. I'll be happy. Thank you very, very much. You know
you
I love
so
you.
Welcome,
you know we're going
you
to talk
do.
After the show because I want to get you for your next appearance.
I'll hang on.
Well,
Rock.
No, you'll hang up here. We'll be talking on Facebook. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It means that anybody else
All
wants
right.
to talk to me on Facebook, I'm busy for the next 20 minutes with a beautiful woman. Get a thrill.
Me too. I'm busy for the next 20 minutes with an amazing man. So hold
okay.
it for 20 minutes and then talk to us both.
Good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.